In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Any time a child is born, the world changes. Ask any new parent. There is joy, awe, wonder, and boundless love. All that has been to this point certain is now totally uncertain. All that has been to this point of the utmost importance fades to insignificance. Life will never be the same. And thus it was, ever has been, when a child is born, and thus it was on that night long ago in Bethlehem. A child was born, and the world was changed, but not just for those parents and their community. The awe, joy, and wonder of the newborn child suffused the countryside all around, reached to the highest heavens, and shook the foundations of earth-encompassing empire, and then spanned the millennia to this very day, to change us, to set us free from sin and death and all the in-between besetting wounds inflicted by the cruelty and violence of the forces of darkness. Boundless love was born that night so long ago. Awe and joy and wonder awaken in a new way in the hearts of all who behold the child. And it's possible to see the Christ child even now if we look with the eyes of faith. Yesterday, a friend of mine shared a picture of her 3-year-old son. They were at one of those living nativity scenes that some churches put on at this time of year. And this sweet little boy was sitting on a bale of straw, holding a plastic baby Jesus in his arms. His face was just a portrait of joy and awe and wonder. My friend asked, "Who is this baby you're holding?" And her son replied, "Baby God." The 3-year-old gets it. The 3-year-old understands completely the mystery of incarnation. It's this simple. The mystery of incarnation is God you can hold in your arms or in the palm of your outstretched hand. The mystery of incarnation is God whom you can behold in those who serve and those who are served. The challenge of this mystery is holding on to the child's awe and joy and wonder so that we can see with the eyes of faith. Do you suppose that might be what Jesus meant when he said, "Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God"? "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." We need those childlike eyes of faith. And even if we can't hold on to that childlike faith at all times, we can keep the lenses of awe and wonder and joy close by, much like I do my reading glasses. I believe that hope is the key to seeing the God baby in a plastic doll, even at the age of 56, or 86, or 26. The same hope that sees the presence of Jesus in a piece of bread, blessed, broken, and shared. I've been thinking a lot about hope lately. Specifically, I've been thinking about the difference between optimism and hope. Optimism is an attitude. It's an attitude based on empirical observation of a situation. And optimism interprets those observations as a positive trend that's moving in the direction of a positive outcome. But optimism can be fragile because it depends on data that are possible to interpret in a positive light. Without that data, without that interpretation, the optimism fails. Hope is something entirely different. Hope sees clearly the darkness all around us, the blind fear, senseless, selfish cruelty perpetuated on the world stage and by petty losers down the street venting their venom on the helpless and the weak. Maybe you've seen some of that in grocery store lines or in a restaurant when a waitress fails to bring exactly what was ordered. Anyway, the darkness dwells within each of us when we turn our backs to each other and deny our common bonds of humanity. Darkness grows when we make objects of one another instead of respecting our mutual need for dignity, respect, and love. Hope. Hope is clear-eyed and sees all of that, but sees something else as well. Something more powerful. Hope sees light shining in the darkness and does not let the darkness overcome it. The darkness doesn't overcome the light and the hope because hope is rooted in something deeper and stronger than the darkness. Hope is rooted in the boundless love that God has for each one of us. Hope sees the light shining in the darkness and remembers the awe, the joy, and the wonder of that God baby in a nativity scene, or in a beloved Christmas carol, or in a Christmas tree, lit and shiny and spangly. Hope remembers the child's heart filled with love for the God baby born in the darkness on Christmas. Hope sees the light of the star and of the angels and of Mary and Joseph's faces in the quiet stillness when at last the God baby is born. To borrow the words of a poet, Joyce Rupp, may the hope of this sacred season settle in your soul. May it be a foundation of courage for you when times of distress occupy your inner land. May it lead you to renewed awareness and appreciation of whatever you too easily take for granted. May the bonds of love for one another be strengthened as you gather around the table of festivity and nourishment. May you go often to the Bethlehem of your heart and hold the God baby in your arms. May the awe and the joy and the wonder that fills the eyes of children be awakened in you, within me, within the whole world. Merry Christmas, y'all.